我想我们开始之前，我们先读两段的那个圣经，两小节的圣经。
Let's read two verses from the Bible.
第一节圣经，我们请读哥罗西书第一章第十三节。
The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13.
哥罗西书第一章第十三节。
Book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13.
我们一起来念，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
For he has rescued us from the dominion of the darkness and brought us into the kingdom of Son of he loves.
我们再念一遍哈。
Let's read again.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。我们第二个小节，我们请念的是出埃及记第二十章。
The second verse is from the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第二十章。
Chapter 20.
我们等一下大部分时间会用在出埃及记，所以我们等一下就是停在大部分在出埃及记这个地方。
Most of the time we are going to spend in reading the book of Exodus.
好，这第二十章第二节，我们如果翻到的话，我们也请大家一起来念。
Let's read chapter 20, verse 2.
来，请。我是耶和华你们的神，曾将你们埃及地为奴之家领出来。
I'm the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们有这样机会来到你面前，领受你的话。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to come before you to listen to your words.
所以我们实在是知道，我们每个人都是软弱的。
Lord, we truly know that we are weak.
我们实在是需要你圣灵的大能在我们的身上。
We truly need the Holy Spirit's strength in ourselves.
所以，主耶稣，真是求你今天与我们同在。
Lord, we ask you to be with us today.
不管是说的，不管是翻译的，不管是听的，都同受一个灵的感动。
We'll be touched by the same Holy Spirit on the one who speak, translate, and listen.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这样祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督名。
And I'll pray, thank you, and thanks in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我今天想跟弟兄分享一个题目是关于出埃及记。从出埃及记我们看到神的带领。还有神的拯救。
Today the topics that I like to share is about the Exodus, how God leads the Israelite and the salvation He has prepared for the Israelite.
因为我们从出埃及记，我们看到在出埃及记里面，神把他的百姓从我们刚才念那段经节可以看出来，从一个为奴之家，从为奴之地领出来。
From the verses which is read, we can see that God has led.His people, the Israelites, out of Egypt, which is the land of slavery.
Yeah, 我们在出埃及记，我们第一章我们可以看见说，在出埃及第一章的时候，那时候，我念给大家听好了。出埃及第一章的第十三节，还有十四节。
I'm going to read the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 13 and 14.
在出埃及第一章十三节，他这边有讲到说，埃及人严的使以色列人做工。
Here it talks about Egyptians had worked the Israelites ruthlessly.
使他们因做苦工觉得命苦，无论是何你是做砖是做田间各样的工，在一切的工上都严严的待他们。
They make their lives bitter with hard labor in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their hard labor, the Egyptians used them ruthlessly.
我想我们从这个出埃及记里面可以看到说，我们原本在我们在得救之前的一种光景，就是像在出埃及记面神描写百姓的一般的光景。
From this book of Exodus, it's almost imitating that us before our salvation, the people were in the land of slavery.
我们原本就是一个好像是在一个奴隶的状况之下。
We were slaves.
我们可能原来不知道哈，我们但是呢，我们事实上按照圣经的话来看，我原本就是在一个奴隶的情形之下。
We may not know that we were slaves, but from the Bible it tells us that we were slaves.
因为圣经跟我们讲说， 这个世界都握在那恶者的手下。
Because the Bible told us that the world is under the evil.
所以，我想弟兄姐妹很清楚，就是说，在埃及，在圣经里面特别是讲到这个世界。
I think brothers and sisters understand the Bible also that the Egypt represents the world.
在埃及的王就是那个法老呢，就是代表撒旦，就是代表魔鬼的权势。
The king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, represents the Satan.
所以说，我们从埃及记里面可以看到说，出埃及记里面可以看到说，神如何从一个把一个民族哈，把一个以色列民族从一个为奴的状况之下，能够带出来，带到神的旨意当中去。
And from reading the book of Exodus, we see that how God led a group of people, a community, out of Egypt to a free land.
你知道哈，在那个创世纪的时候，我们可以看到神的创造。
In the book of Genesis, we see God's creation.
我们也看到在创世纪里面，神对一些人的带领，就是对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的带领。
And in the book of Genesis, we see the leading of God on Abraham and Isaac.
那在创世纪里面，我们看到说，那在对于亚伯拉罕的带领是这个样，在对以撒的带领是又是另外一个情形。那对雅各的。在雅各的带领又是另外的一种状况。
We see that God has different leading to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
好像有一些虽然是都是神的带领，但是有一些不一样的地方。
Even though it's the same leading from God, but it's in a different way.
但是呢，我们在出埃及记，我们看到出埃及记是神对整个百姓的带领。
And in the book of Exodus, we see the leading to the whole community, the whole people.
我们从出埃及记，我们看到说神对百姓的带领，也就好像今天神对神的百姓的带领一样。
And the leading that God has on the Israelites is like today's God's leading on His people.
他要带领以色列的百姓呢，进入按照圣经话来讲，进入牛奶与蜜之地，迦南之地。
He led the Israelites into a abundant land, which is the Canaan.
然后呢，他对我们的带领也是一样。他对我们带领就是要让我们进入。神永远的荣耀里面去。
And he has the same leading to us, which is to bring us into his glory eternity.
所以耶稣在他与他门徒在的时候，他曾经讲过说，他说我去是要为你们预备地方去。
Lord Jesus had told his disciples that I'm going to prepare a place for you.
他也讲过说，我要你们以后要与我在我的国度里面一同作王。
And he also mentioned that in the future you are going to be king with me in my kingdom.
所以说主带领我们是乃是有一个目的。
So it tells us that God's leading has a purpose.
所以神把以色列民从埃及带出来，带到了旷野，但是呢，事实上他有个目的在那个地方。
God has his own purpose to let the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以事实上今天神对我们带领是这个样，神把我们从这个世界中拯救出来。
So in the same way, God has His own leading to us to bring us out of the world.
他一路的带领我们。
He continuously to lead us.
要带领到他的旨意当中去。
He lead us to His will.
所以我想从这个出埃及所以我今天从出埃及我会抽几个点出来，我想是每一个弟兄姐妹都应该会经历到的。
And I'm going to point out a few points from this book of Exodus that brothers and sisters may have experienced also.
Yeah, 我想从这些出埃及这些百姓里面所经历的，也就是给我们今天一些的警戒，我们一些的看见。
From what the Israelites have experienced in this book of Exodus is giving us a warning.
好，那我想我们请看第一处的经节是在。出埃及第十二章。
Let's turn to Book of Exodus chapter 12.
我们十二章，我们请念第一节到第十三节。
Verse 1-13.
第一节到十三节，我们翻到的话，我们请大家我们一起来念第一节到十三节。来，请耶和华在埃及地晓谕摩西、亚伦说。你们要以本月为正月，为一年之首。你们吩咐以色列全会众说，本月初十日，个人要按着户家取羊羔，一家一只。若是一家的人太少，吃不了一只羊羔，本人就要和他隔邻舍各取一只。 你们预备羊羔，要按着人数和饭量计算，要无残疾，一岁的公羊羔，你们或从绵羊里取，或从山羊里取，都可以，要留到本月十四日，在黄昏的时候，以色列全会众把羊羔宰了，各家要取点血，涂在吃羊羔的房屋左右的门框上和门楣上。当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃，不可吃生的，断不可吃水煮的。要带着头腿五脏用火烤了吃，不可剩下一点留到早晨，若留到早晨要用火烧了。你们吃羊羔当腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖，赶紧的吃，这是耶和华的逾越节。因为那夜我要巡行埃及地，把埃及地一切投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都击杀了，要败坏埃及一切的神。我是耶和华。这血要在你们所住的房屋上做记号，我一见血就越过你们去。我击杀埃及地投生的时候，灾殃并不临到你们身上灭你们。好，我们从这边就可以看到说主对我想在前面主已经对当时百姓有些的带领，但是这边有一个很重要的一个转捩点，就是逾越节的羔羊。
There were a leading before this Passover, but here is a turning point at the day of the Passover.
我们从这边可以看到说在这段经节里面，我们看到是百姓拿了一个羊羔，然后他的血蒙在了个门框跟门楣上。
And we see that the people has to put the blood of the lamb on the top and side of their door frames.
在当夜的时候，当耶和华审判的时候，当耶和华的使者看到血的时候，他就越过了以色列人家。
On the day of the Jehovah's judgment, God messengers pass the houses with the blood on the door frames.
所以我们第一个，我们看见说，在我们在信主经里面，我们第一个很重要的经历就是一个，我们看到是羔羊的血。
The first thing we should see is the lamb's blood.
我们在旧约的时候，我们看到羔羊的时候，我们可能很清楚说，这羔羊到底是谁。
In the Old Testament, we were not clear who is the lamb's blood.
你记得在那个当亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候
，We remember when Abraham
那个以撒讲了一句话。
When Abraham offered Isaac to God, and Isaac said,
以撒讲一句话是说，他说他跟他父亲讲，他说火跟柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪？羊羔在哪里呢
？Isaac said, "The fire and wood are here, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
那我们很清楚知道，那在当时呢，主后来阻止亚伯拉罕来真正的献上以撒，然后呢，主事实上在那时候让他们看见有只羊在那旁边。
We are sure that God do not want Abraham to offer Isaac, and God has prepared a lamb.
然后亚伯拉罕说耶和华必有预备。
And Abraham said God will prepare.
那这个预备到底到了什么时候呢
？And this preparation.Show up when?
一直到了我们主耶稣再来的时候。
It show up.
主耶稣来的时候，第一次来的时候。
Our Lord Jesus came.
如果大家记得的话，在约翰福音的时候，我们第一章当施洗约翰看到我们主耶稣的时候，他讲了一句话。
When the baptized John saw Jesus, he said.
他说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人一切罪孽的。”
Behold, the Lamb of God is here to erase.People's sin.
我们很明显的知道，在新约里面，我们知道说，这个羔羊是指的谁呢？就是指我们主耶稣基督。
We are clear from the New Testament that this lamb is pointing to Jesus Christ.
在哥林多前书里面有句话，他说，哥林多前书有句话，他说，我们逾越节的羔羊主耶稣基督已经为我们被杀献祭了。
In the book of Corinthians, we also know that the Passover lambs.Is prepared for us, who is the Christ Jesus.
那所以我们晓得说在我们得救经里面羔羊的血也就是主耶稣基督宝血对我们是非常的重要。
And therefore in our salvation experience we should understand the blood of Christ is important to us.
事实上在神对百姓的带领面对以色列百姓的带领我们其实很清楚知道其实以色列百姓本质上跟我们今天我们信主之前的人其实没有什么很大的差别。
We should understand from the book of Exodus that the Israelites before their salvation is just like us. The nature is the same. We have the same nature like the Israelites.
其实我们基本上的差别在什么地方呢
？And what is the basic difference?
我们基本上的差别就是我们愿意就是以色列百姓他愿意来到神面前能够愿意接受主的宝血。
The Israelites are willing to come before the Lord and accept the blood.
那我们今天也是一样，我们今天能够躲避神公义的审判。我们一个很重要的原因就是，我们今天愿意来到我们的父神面前，我们愿意接受主耶稣基督的宝血。
In the same way that we are willing, we can avoid the judgment of God, is for us to come before the Christ Jesus to accept His blood.
要我们在圣经面我们看到说在希伯来书第九章第十二节有句话。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 we see a verse.
他这边讲到一句话他说主耶稣基督乃是用自己的血只一次进入圣所成了永远赎罪的事。
Here it says that blood of Christ who through the eternal spirit offered himself unblemished to God.
我们知道说在旧约的时候很多人就是牵了一只羊啊一只牛然后把羔羊或是把牛给献祭了。
We know that in the Old Testament, people take their lamb and cattle to offer.
但是在新约里面我们可以看见说当主耶稣乃一次将自己献上成了永远赎罪的事。
But in the New Testament, we see that Christ gave himself for once.
所以说主的宝血它洗净我们一切的罪这是我想宝血里面第一个很重要的意义它洗净我们一切的罪包括我们信主之前也包括我们信主之后所有一切的罪
The precious blood of Christ has cleansed our sins before we believe and after we believe
我记得前一两礼拜我们在朱弟兄家有个聚会
I remember a gathering two weeks ago in Brother Ju
我就跟一个比较就是大家朱弟兄家的一个朋友有一些谈话。
I have a fellowship with a friend.
那他就讲到说，那我们你们说罪人哈，罪人的问题。
We talk about the sinners.
那他讲说，那难道是一个好人他就不能够得到神的救恩吗
？So is it true that a good person cannot be saved?
其实我后来跟他解释说在神的眼光来看其实不是一个好人跟坏人问题。
And I explained to him that in the eye of God, it's not between bad and good people.
而是这个人是不是有罪的问题。
But whether this person has sin.
因为我们人跟人之间我们看人的时候我们通常都是一个比较相对性的。我意思说譬如说我觉得我譬如说我这个生都做得不错所以我是假定70分。
When we see people, we like to compare people with people, and then compare with the other person, I will say that I'm a good person, I should take 70 marks.
And, 然后那另外一个也许他做得比较好他是80分。
And he might think that he could be 80 marks.
那也许孔老夫子他是90分。
And maybe the Confucian, he is 90 marks.
那但是事实上，我们在神的眼光来看，他是一个，他在他神对我们来讲，他是一个绝对的，他是个绝对圣洁的神。
But God, He is absolute. He is absolute pure.
所以，即使是一个90分的人来到他面前，还是一个有罪的人。
So even though a person with 90 marks came before him, he's still a sinner.
所以每一个人在神的面前，我们都需要神的救恩，都需要神的宝血。
So everyone before God needs salvation.
然后，第二个，我想宝血它对我们有一个很重要意义，就是它在希伯来书第九章十四节有一句话，他讲说，他的血岂不能更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那有生神吗？
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 14, it even mentioned that the blood of Christ cleans our conscience from acts that lead to death.
他这边有讲到说，区分洗净你的心，那原文，他这边中文原文小字就是讲到我们的良心。
Here it cleans our conscience.
那良心，事实上我们在没信主之前，我们的良心都是很麻木的。我们常常说你这个没良心的。
Our conscience was numb before we believed in Lord.
但是当我们信主之后，我们的良心被主的宝血洗净了。
But after we believe in Lord, our conscience has been cleaned by the blood.
因此，我们对于罪呢的敏感性就会高。Therefore,
we are more sensitive to sin.
因此，我们原来认为这是好像无所谓的事情。那但是信主之后，我们里面就觉得，哎，这件事情好像是不应该，这件事应该好像不符合主的心意。Before
we believe, we take an event as indifference, but after that, we will think whether this event is fulfilling God's will.
我们上礼拜五在这边查经的时候，我们这边有查到提摩太前书，他讲到说，有些人的良心就好像那个被铁这样烙过，就很弄得很被那个热铁烫了很多次一样。Last
Friday in our Bible study, we have mentioned about the First Corinthians, about our heart. First Timothy, our conscience was like being burned. Some people's conscience was like being burned.
Yeah, 就是说我们应该良心应该在神面前，我们信主之后呢，我们的良心是一个很有敏感性的，对罪非常非常敏感的。After
we believe, our conscience should be very sensitive to sins.
所以说我们信主之后呢，主洗净了我们的良心。So
after we believe in Christ Jesus, His blood has cleaned our consciences.
然后让我们能够来到神的面前，那个侍奉神。So
that we can come before the Lord to serve Him.
那另外一个呢，主当我们信主之后呢，主的宝血洗净之后，让我们在主的面前有一个平安的心。After
cleansing from God's blood. Blood of Christ, we have peace.
让我们在主面前有个赦罪的平安。
So that we have the peace from being forgiven.
那为什么有赦罪的平安呢？
And how can we, why we will have this peace from forgiven?
因为你知道说在保血在对于撒旦来讲，能够阻止撒旦的一切的控告。
Because this blood can stop all the accuses from the Satan.
因为如果大家记得的话，在譬如说在约伯记里面，耶和华神有指着约伯讲了几句话。
If you remember in the book of Job.
那他讲约伯，他这个人是完全正直，远离恶事，敬畏神。He
is a righteous person, stay away from the evil and be pure to God.
所以说，但是呢，你知道那个时候撒旦就稍微跑到神的面前，去控告撒旦，去控告约伯。But
Satan still go before the God to accuse God.
他说你他这样子，难道是没有原因吗？因为你给他赐很多的福气在约伯的身上。Satan
said to God that he is so good to you because you have blessed him a lot.
所以呢，我们每一个信主的人能够来到神面前，能够侍奉主，能够不受撒旦的控告，乃是因为主的宝血。So
each of one can serve God, blamelessly, is because, without the accuser from the Satan.
因为主的宝血把我们洗得干干净净，所以呢，撒旦控告不能临到我们身上。It's
because the blood of Christ has cleaned us.
那在启示录也有一句话。
In the book of Revelation,
其实第十二章第十节跟十一节，这边有句话也是对我想对我们读经蛮重要的。And
I think it's very important in chapter 12, verse 10 and 11.
那我念给大家听哈。I'll
read to each.
他说：“因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被筛下去了。弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。”
For the accusers of our brothers who accuses them before our God day and night has been heard down.
那所以我们从这边可以看到说，我们能够胜过撒旦，不是靠我们自己。
They overcome him by the blood of Lamb, not by themselves.
那圣经跟我们讲很清楚，是因为羔羊的血。
And the Bible has told us clearly that it's because of the blood of the Lamb.
我们在撒旦面前，我们没有什么可以抵挡他的。
Before Satan. In front of Satan, we have no power to defend ourselves.
那只有靠着羔羊的血。
Except through the blood of the Lamb.
那后面还继续说和自己所见证的道。
And the next sentence says, and their own testimony.
换句话说，就是主的生命在我面前所流露出来的， 能够见证我们的主。 才能够阻挡撒旦。
Which is what from by the word of our testimony to defend from the Satan.
所以说你也记得，我想大家弟兄这边也听过一个很小的故事，就是马丁路德他，你知道他当时在改教的时候，他对当时教皇写的一些等等不合圣经的一些事情的时候。
During the Martin Luther's reformers, he has written to the Pope about what they are doing were not according to the Bible.
他就在异象面，他就看到撒旦控告他。他说：“你凭什么？你这个人，你也是那么多罪、这么多罪的人，你怎么可以讲这个教皇的错？你自己本身就很多错了。”
And then he accounted the Satan's accusing him that he has so much sin. Then how can he judge what the Pope has done wrong?
所以，马丁路德那时候还是一样，以的在祷告之中，以。 以羔羊的血来阻挡撒旦的控告。他说：“羔羊的血已经洗净我一切了，主耶稣基督宝血已经洗净我一切了，所以我现在在主面前是一个能够称义的人。”In
Martin Luther's prayer, he used the blood of lamb to declare that he is clean by the blood.
所以我想说，在我们平常的时候，我们都要常常在主面前祷告，求主的宝血能够常常洗净我们。
Therefore, I believe that in our prayer daily, we should ask the blood of Lamb to clean us.
我们也常听到弟兄姐妹讲说，也求主的宝血为我们划清界限。And
I always hear the sentence that the blood of Lamb to draw a line for us.
因为我们这个人平常在生活之中，在日常的行动之中，我们时时刻刻，我们实在是需要主的宝血保护着我们。
Because we really need the protection of the blood of Lamb in our daily act.
能够去除掉一切的凶恶。
To take away all the evil one.
我想我们看一下这个出埃及记这第十二章，这中间有稍微提到的一些其他的东西。
Let's turn to Book of Exodus, chapter 12.
他这边第八节有讲说，当夜第十二章出埃及记第十二章第八节。 他这边讲说，当夜要吃羊羔的肉，用火烤了，与无酵饼和苦菜同吃。第八节。
In verse 8, chapter 12, verse 8, that same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast.
这边羊羔特别讲到我们主，我们的主用火烤，就好像看到说我们的主为我们上了十字架一般。
The lamb meat over here is representing our Lord Jesus went up to the cross.
然后这边与无酵饼特别就讲到在圣经里面常常讲到酵就特别有罪，那我们的主就是一个无酵的，来到为我们上了十字架，来一个无罪的。
In the Bible, yeast always represents sins, and here the bread without yeast is representing our Lord has no sin.
这边也讲到说和苦菜同吃。
And it also says here, eat along with bitter herbs.
所以想到说，我们在主面前，我们时常要与主能够有一同受苦的心志。And
here it mentioned that we should have a willing heart to eat the bitterness with our Lord.
然后在第十一节。In
verse 11.
他这边讲说，你们要吃羊羔，当腰间束带，脚杖穿鞋，口中拿杖，赶紧的吃。
This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover.
这代表说，当我们一个人蒙恩得救之后呢，我们这个人不是好像就是待在那边，好像成为一个好像无所事事人一样。And
here it mentioned it, reminds us that after our salvation, we are not just a people without any work to do.
这边也特别讲到说，我们要腰间束带，脚上穿鞋，手中拿杖。特别就讲到说，我们这个人在信主之后，我们乃是要走天路的，我们乃是要走一个旷野的道路。Here
it mentioned how we should dress with the cloak tucked into the belt and your sandal on the feet and the staff in your hand is to mention that we should be prepared to walk.
好，那我们看第二个，我想每一个基督徒都会经历的，就是第十四章。
And the next experience that we should have is in the book of Exodus, chapter 14.
特别讲到说，以色列百姓过红海的经历。
It talks about crossing the Red Sea.
然后第十四章，我们还是请大家念一下好了。
Let's read together.
我们请念第十四章的九节到第十四节。
Chapter 14, verse 9 to 14.
来，我们请。耶，埃及人追赶他们，拔了一切的马匹、车辆、马兵与军兵，就在海边上靠近比哈西路对的巴地喜分与安营的地方追上。法老临近的时候，以色列人举目看见埃及人赶来，就甚惧怕，向耶和华哀求。他们对摩西说，难道在埃及没有坟地，你把我们带来死在旷野吗？你为何这样待我们，将我们从埃及领出来呢？我们在埃及岂没有对你们说过，不要饶恕我们，容我们服侍人吗？因为不是埃及人比死在旷野还好。摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了，耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。好，这边特别讲到说，神带领以色列百姓过埃及，我想这边大家很熟悉。那我想在十三节、十四节，我这边请大家注意一下，他这边讲第十三节，摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
We should pay attention to verse 13 that Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today."
因为你们今天所看见的埃及人，必永远不再看见了。
The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again.
十四节这边也蛮抓住我。他这边讲，他说耶和华必为你们征战。
Verse 14 has touched me. The Lord will fight for you.
你们尽管静默，不要作声。
You need only to be still.
那我想我们受浸，对我们一个基督徒来讲是一个很重要的经历。
I think baptism is an important experience for us.
这边也讲到说不要惧怕，只管站住。
And here it tells us that not to fear, just to be still.
因为我们常常会我想这几年我在关于跟比较要受浸弟兄姐妹在一起。
In these years, I have been closing, very close to brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized.
我们就会常常发现到哈，那在当一个弟兄姐妹当信了主之后，特别他要决定要受浸的时候呢，就有时候就会有一些的好像事情发生。
And we will see that a lot of brothers and sisters after they decided to be baptized, something happened.
因为这边我们从出埃及很明显的看到，当我们决定一个人，当我们愿意接受主，我们决定要受浸的时候呢，那这边第九节这边有看到埃及人追赶他们，法老等等等要追赶他们，代表说撒旦的权势还是想要，他不甘心，他还是想要来抓回这个要信主的人。
After we decided to be saved and wanted to be baptized, we can see from the book of Exodus, verse 9 here, that the Pharaoh pursue Israelites just like the Satan still pursue us.
我们就常常会遇到说，就看到说，那有的弟兄姐妹，那受浸之前呢，他就平常好好的，那就突然就孩子很闹，那几天就很闹，非常的吵人。
We see in some cases that before the baptism, their child becomes very unrest.
不然就自己呢，莫名其妙就一些好像睡不着觉，或是有时候甚至有做一些噩梦的情形。
Or suddenly the people become sleepless or having bad dreams.
我还记得几年前在受浸聚会前几天我们有请一些弟兄姐妹在我们家里面有个聚会。
I remember that in a few years ago before the baptism, we have a gathering a few days before the baptism.
那姐妹现在已经在加州了。
And the sisters has went to California now.
是我们现在弟兄某一个弟兄的妈妈。
who is a brother of ours here,
他就跟,
the mom of the brother here.
他就跟我说，他说杨春兰这个很奇怪啊，他说我那天到你家之后啊，要受尽了，我牙疼的要命。
And she told me that after I went, Brother Yang, after I went to your home a few days before the baptism, I have bad toothache.
他说我平常也不怎么，平常好像很少牙痛，可是不知道为什么一到你家聚会玩就牙痛。他来我家两次，两次玩都牙痛。
I had not had toothache before, but after I went to your house for two times, those two times I have bad toothache.
我想我们遇到这种情形的时候，我们就要。 我以前不知道怎么办，我以前只有帮他祷告，但是现在我想很明显啊，从这边的圣经看起来，就是撒旦他不愿意放过这个好像原来在他权势底下的一个人。In
the old days, I wasn't sure what to do but to pray. Now I'm very clear from this book of Exodus that the Satan is still wanting to control people.
他还想抓住你，他不想放过你。
The Satan still wants to grab you, not letting you go.
我想现在，我想朱一兄在我们当间，他常常讲句话，就是说我们要为这个状况再多多的赞美主。And
our brother Chu has always mentioned that we should praise the Lord,
even more
in this situation.
因为我们实在是知道我们这个人是真正得救了。Because
we know that this person is truly saved.
当我们在真正得救的时候，才有这种状况的发生。Only
when we are truly saved, this situation comes to us.
所以说我们在受浸的聚会里面，我们知道说，一方面来讲，受浸是一个见证。At
one point, the baptism is a testimony.
那我们晓得说，我们下礼拜有些弟兄姐妹要受浸。We
know that next week we have a few brothers and sisters going to be baptized.
我也请弟兄姐妹要帮他们切切祷告。And
I ask brothers and sisters pray for them.
因为我们从圣经这一段就可以很明显的看出来。We
can see it clearly from there.
当然在受浸之前，法老那就是撒旦权势，常常想要搅扰我们弟兄姐妹。Before
the baptism, Pharaoh, who represents the Satan's power, want to disturb our brothers and sisters.
那我们也晓得说，受浸另外一面也是在罗马书里面有句话。
And from the other side, the baptism, as mentioned in the book of Romans.
Yeah, 罗马书第六章第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
他这边有一句话，他讲说，我们岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
And it says that, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。 第六章。
And here it says, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ were raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live in a new life.
就像刚才杰敏翻译，就像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
It's like it says that Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father.
所以说我们在从这张经节里面看到说，当以色列人经过红海的时候，就好像受浸了一般。
From here, we can see in the book of Exodus, when the Israelites passed through the Red Sea, they were baptized.
那我们刚才经节里面没有念到，那但是在这段圣经里面，他讲到说，当以色列百姓过红海的时候，那个云柱，它就转到了以色列的后面去，在法老的军队跟以色列民中间，就把他们隔开了。
And we also see from the book of Exodus that the pillar of cloud went from the front to the back to separate the Pharaoh's troops and the Israelites.
所以说我们受浸事实上有一个很重要的经历，就是让我们能够跟这个世界能够分开。
The importance of baptism is to separate us from the world and us.
所以我们感谢主，我们下礼拜有个受浸聚会。
And we thank Lord that we have baptism next week.
好，那我们想我们看那个我们关于我们信主，我们受浸之后，我们的按照今天创世纪里面，我们看到下一个以色列民会经历的一些事情。
The next experience that we see from the Israelites, representing us, the believers after baptism.
好，那我们看，请看第十六章。Let's
turn to book of Exodus chapter 16.
我要请弟兄姐妹念十六章跟十七章，那都几段 几节的圣经，然后抓住那个点就可以了。
Let's read a few verses from chapter 16 and 17.
第十六章，我们请大家一起来念第一到四节，十四到十八节。
Chapter 16:1-4 and 14-18.
好，我们翻到了，我们还是请大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
我们请。
The whole
以色列全会众从以林起行，在出埃及后第二个月十五日，到了以林和西乃中间逊的旷野。以色列全会众在旷野向摩西亚伦发怨言，说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下。那时我们坐在肉锅旁边，吃着饱足。你们将我们领出来到这旷野，是要叫这全会众都饿死啊！耶和华对摩西说：我要将粮食从天降给你们，百姓可以出去，每天收每天的份，我好试验他们真遵守我的法度。然后第十四节，我们请。露水上升之后，浮掉野地面上犹如白霜的小圆物，以色列人看见，不知道是什么，就彼此对问说：这是什么呢？摩西对他们说：这就是耶和华给你们吃的食物，耶和华所吩咐的是这样，你们要按着个人的分量为帐篷里的人按着人数收起来， 各拿一俄美尔。以色列人就这样行，有多收的，有少收的，即是用俄美尔量一量，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺，个人按着自己的分量收取。好，我们再请念一下第三十一跟三十二节。这食物以色列家叫玛纳，样子像圆丸子，颜色是白的，滋味如同掺蜜的薄饼。摩西说：耶和华所吩咐是这样，要将以俄美尔玛纳留在世世代代，使后人可以看见我当日你们出埃及地在旷野所给你们吃的食物。好，我们第十六章我们看到的是主所赐的食物，就是玛纳。
In verse 16, we see the food that Lord has rained down, which is manna.
那在之前，我们请弟兄们注意在第二节，他这边有讲到说百姓发怨言。
In verse 2, it mentioned that the assembly grumbled.
然后第三节，他在后面百姓讲了一句话，他说，摩西两人发怨言说，你领我们到这来是要让我们饿死啊。
And the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. In the verse 3, mentioned that they want to starve the assembly to death.
好，我们再请念一下第十七章。第十七章讲到另外一件事。
And let's read chapter 17 about another event.
好，我们念在第一节，我们念第一节到第六节。
Verse 1-6.
我们请大家，我们还是请大家一起念。来，
let's read together.
以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐，按着帐口从逊的旷野往前行，在利非丁安营。百姓没有水喝，所以摩西争闹说：给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说：你们为什么与我争闹？为什么试探耶和华呢？百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就像摩西发怨言说：你为什么叫我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女必牲畜都何死呢？摩西就呼求耶和华说：我向百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。耶和华对摩西说：你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去，我必在河列的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行了。好，我们从这边十六章、十七章，我们就可以看到说，当我们受浸，当我们信主受浸之后，我们要走这旷野的道路。
From the book of Exodus chapter 16 and 17, we see that after our baptism, we have to walk this road on desert.
那我们在这旷野道路上，我们常常会看见环境的一些艰难。
In this road on desert, we see the difficulties.
我们常常很担心我们这肉体的需要。
We always worry about our flesh need.
我们常常担心说我们要吃什么。
We worry about what we eat and drink.
按照这边我们来看的话，那百姓说我们都要快要饿死了，我们都快要渴死了。
Here the people said that they are going to starve to thirst to death.
那我在看这段圣经节的时候，那主让我一些默想，我就很惊讶的发现了，那在约翰福音的第六章，约翰福音第七章，就好像对当时的百姓的一个回答。
And I have thought about this in the book of John, chapter 6 and 7. It's like the answer to the Israelites at that time.
那约翰，我想请大家翻一下好了，我想我来念就可以了。约翰福音第六章。
I'm going to read the book of John, chapter 6.
我想我要念就是从53到58，我先念了，再念。
I'll read from verse 53 to 58.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，你若不吃人子的血肉，喝人子的血，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你里面。吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。吃我的肉真是可吃的，我血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。这就是从天上降下的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
Verse 53, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I'm in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, as the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He said this while teaching in the synagogue of Capernaum.
然后第47节、48节这边讲到说，主耶稣讲说，我实实在告诉你们，信的人有永生，我就是生命的粮。
Verse 47 and 48. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I'm the bread of life.
Yeah, 所以说，主耶稣在这边就好像回答当时以色列人的一个问题。
Lord Jesus here is answering the Israelites' question at that time.
我们在旷野可能都要快要饿死了。
In the desert, we were starving.
但主耶稣这边讲说，我就是天上的粮。
But Lord here, he said, I am the bread from heaven.
那我们来到我们在这旷野，我们在走这天路的时候，我们实在是常常要领受我们的主。
While we are walking on this path in the desert towards the heaven, we have to receive our Lord all the time.
你知道在第那个约翰福音第六章哈，他事实上主耶稣在讲这段话之前，他行了一个神迹。
In fact, before Lord Jesus said this in the chapter 6, he had done a miracle.
他那个神迹就是说他，我想大家很熟，就是五饼二鱼，他喂饱了5000人。
The miracle he did is feeding 5,000 people.
所以很多人因着这个神迹呢，他就要来跟随耶稣。
A lot of people follow Jesus because of this miracle.
所以耶稣就对他们讲，他说你们跟从我啊，实际上不是为了真正要跟随，他说你们为了要愁吃饱。
And Lord Jesus told them that you're following me because you want to be fed.
所以主耶稣在这边后面就讲了这段话。
And therefore Lord Jesus said this in the following.
主耶稣特别讲到说，我们肉身的需要是不是不要，而是次要的。
Lord Jesus tells us that our flesh, the need of our flesh, is secondary.
那在我们生命之中最重要的是我们的主，他是我们生命的粮，也就是我们生命的玛纳。
The primary is our Lord, who is the bread of life, He is the manna.
那在我们刚才念的那个埃及记第十七章里面，他讲到说百姓很渴，他就是又开始发言说我们都要渴死了。
In the book of Exodus chapter 17, they mentioned that people were thirsty to death.
那刚好在约翰福音第七章呢，主耶稣就好像又回答了他们。
And in the book of John chapter 7, Jesus replied to this question.
那在第七章里面，那当时以色列他有一个节期，就是叫祝棚节。
In the chapter 7, it mentioned about a feast of tabernacles.
那在祝棚节，那当然圣经里面没有讲到，不过我想后来他们有一个习俗，就是在祝棚节的最后一日，就是他们一个祝棚节是一个欢乐的日子，是欢乐的节期。
In the feast of tabernacles, everybody was happy, joy.
那在最后时候呢，那祭司就会洒水，就是把水洒在当时的的地方，也许在圣殿那附近。
At the end of the feast, they are going to spray water.
那主耶稣就讲了一段话，那我想请大家看一下哈。
And Jesus said, in
在第七章第三十七节。
Chapter 7, verse 37.
那节期的末日，就是这边讲到是祝棚节。
On the last day and the greatest day of the feast, which is the Feast of Tabernacles.
他这边讲说节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站得高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Here Jesus stood and said in the loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
那耶稣这话是指的信他的人要受圣灵说的。那时还没赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得荣耀。
By this he meant the Spirit.Whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
Yeah, 所以我们知道说，在当时一个节期，也许是一个欢乐的，可是一个欢乐就只有到一个几天就结束了，好像到一个终点的时候了。
We see that in such a happy feast, there is an ending.
那主耶稣特别这边讲到说，主耶稣把圣灵赐给我们。
And Lord Jesus here mentioned that He gave us the Spirit.
那三十九节这边讲还没赐下圣灵呢，那指的是主耶稣还没上十字架。那我们知道主耶稣已经上了十字架，为我们受死，然后为我们复活，所以然后圣灵已经赐下来了。
Here it mentioned that the Spirit had not been given because Jesus had not yet gone to, had not yet been crucified. But we know that Jesus Christ has been crucified.
那我们这边就知道说，当我们信了主之后，主将圣灵赐给我们。
So after we believe in Lord.He gave us spirit.
那这边特别讲到说，我们的腹中要流出活水的江海来，江河来。
And here it mentioned that,
这里有一个三十八节
，that the streams of living water will flow from within him.
所以因此我们在这在这旷野道路里面
，therefore in this path of desert.
那我们实在是需要常常的领受主。
We truly need to receive Lord.
实际上需要圣灵在我们身上带领。
We truly need the leading of Holy Spirit all the time.
因此呢，我们就不会看环境。
So that we would not look at the environment.
然后就你知道，你一看环境，你就完了。
If you look at difficulties, you are finished.
那你就很容易开始发怨言。
You will start grumbling.
不是你啊，也包括我。
Not only you, including me.
那我就想到说，我去年有段时间。
I remember last year.
我讲一点点那个一点点就是经历。
I like to share my experience.
就是我去年的时候，我记得在去年的中国过年那一段时间，我想。
I remember around the Chinese New Year last year.
那我记得那时候有不少弟兄姐妹失业。
A lot of brothers and sisters lost their job.
那我就记得我在那段时间我在主面前有些祷告，帮他们祷告。
And I remember I prayed for a lot of brothers and sisters during that time.
那我跟主祷告，就说求主，当然就是求主赐给他们工作了。
And of course I prayed to the Lord to give them job.
那里面就有一个感动啊，就是说主就有感动说，你是不是应该也经历一下这样的情形
？And Lord gave me a touching that should you experience the same.Sufferings.
那我那就马上就祷告，就跟主讲说，就跟彼得好像看到天上异象，说主啊，这万万不可。
And just like Apostle Peter, who saw a miracles from the heaven, that Apostle Peter said, Lord, don't never let me do this. Everybody know last year was the worst economy.
每个月就是他整个的工作人数是递减的，而不是递增的。
The employment ratio is decreasing, not increasing.
所以呢，那我虽然这样祷告，那我想就过去了。And
after my prayer, it just went through.
后来结果过了一两个月呢，结果。 我们这个公，我们原来公司就是跟一个公司要merge，要重组。
After 1-2 months after my prayer,
合并要合并。
My company merged with another company.
那我当时想合并就合并嘛，大概没什么事。
And at that time I was thinking merging and let it merge. 就在合并那一天呢，那我们就突然公司就召一个会议。 And on the day of merging, our company called a special assembly.
那就是那天下午，我想我是最后一个，大概他是叫人过去一个谈，就是按照你的那个姓，英文的姓，那我英文姓是 Y 开头，所以大概是最后一个。And
according to our last name alphabet, they call each of us to meet. And since my last name starts with Y, so I was the last one.
然后他进去，他就说，他说，因为这个合并原因的关系，那你们这个纽约这一大组呢，大概有几十个人就通通都。
And he told me that because of this merging, the New York groups here, about a few 10 people, can go home.
那因为呢，他说有些人可能业务上关系，可能要留，还要留个几个月，最多可能有到半年的。 那最短的呢，大概只有三天这样子就要离开。
And probably because of the business running, they have to leave some people. The longest one is staying for 6 months, and the shortest one is about a few days.
那他说，因为你的工作呢，就是管那个资料库，就是 database.
And because your job related to the database.
所以你管的资料是非常的非常重要，然后也非常的有敏感性。
So you are very important and controlling the sensitive data.
所以你第一个要回家。
So you have to be the first one to leave.
所以我礼拜二，他礼拜二讲，那我礼拜五早上就必须要离开。
He told me on Tuesday and Friday I had to leave.
那所以我想，我那个祷告里面，其实主已经用略略已经跟我有提了一下了。
So I think God has touching me during my prayer.
那所以我就是那一组里面就是几组里面就是我就第五礼拜五早上就第一个就要全覆盖回家了。So
I was one of the first group to leave on Friday.
那我记得那个礼拜三还礼拜四我还有一个同事哈，然后一个女同事我遇到她。
A female colleague.
美国女同事。
American female colleague on Wednesday or Thursday.
她好像叫 Judy， 她叫 Judy 对。
I think her name is Judy.
那就是好像中年的，比较年纪比较大。有时候我跟他常常聊聊天这样子。And
she is in her middle age, and we had often a chat.
然后他讲说，哎呀，他说这个真的是，他也当然被裁掉，但是他讲说，哎呀，至少还有几个月，听说好像我们当中还有一个两三天就要走路的。And
she said to me that, luckily I have a few months left, but I heard that there is one person who has to leave right away.
我说那个人就我。And
I said to her, that's me.
然后我就看她头低下来了，然后面孔就是很好像在笑，我说她怎么会在笑呢？
And I saw her drop her head,
这么严重的事她还笑，
almost feeling that she was mocking at me.
就没有想到她在哭啊。And
I wasn't thinking that she was actually crying.
她哭得很伤心。
She was crying bitterly.
她说怎么会发生这样子在你的身上？
And she was crying and asking, how could this happen to you?
其实我也很蛮想哭的。
And actually I wanted to cry for her.
不过我还是跟她讲说，主没关系，主。 因为他信主，因为我跟他聊天，我知道他也是信主。I
knew that she was a Christian.
我知道说，我跟他讲说，其实没有关系，主必定带领我们。And
I told her, don't worry, God has His own leading.
主会带领我们经过这一切的。God
will guide us through all these.
不过后来就回家之后呢，后来我回家就是待在家里之后呢。After
I went home and stay home.
我想我们的人哈，那当主的话是在这边，但是当一个真正环境遇到我们身上的时候。 我们总是会常常就会很容易看环境。I
think for human being, even though God's word is here for us to read, we look at the environment more.
那我们应该想到说，有时候起来之后好像 本来每天应该去上班，怎么搞？就待在家里面。
And I feel like every morning I got up to go to work, but now I'm at home.
那我还想，哎呀，这个好像现在又是到了中年，想到这环境，就像以色列人想的环境，就好像我已经哎呀到了中年。
And then I thought so much about the environment, including my age.
然后小孩子呢，通通都还在读私立学校。
And my children are all in private schools.
然后就又想到说还有贷款。
And then I'm thinking about my mortgage.
然后还想到家里面还有老的。
And I thought about my elders at home.
然后家里还养着鸟。
I also have a bird.
然后我还养了，我们家以前还养了一个那个guinea pig, 就是那个大老鼠。
And we even have a guinea pig.
然后发觉到这个好像大老鼠那几天吃的也特别快。
And I pay attention that the guinea pig ate so much in those days.
哎呀，这整个心就沉下来了。
And I have a saddened heart.
这就好像这个埃及人就是在旷野的时候就想，哎呀，完蛋，我们要渴死，要饿死啊。
It's like the Israelites being put in the desert that they are going to starve and thirst.
那我想到说，感谢主啊，我想我们是信主的哈。
Thanks Lord that we believe in Him.
所以我们当我再回到主面前，特别是在主面前有一些好好的祷告。
So I return to Lord and pray harder.
然后在主面前读主的话。
Read His word.
特别在主面前有一些多有赞美的时候。
To praise Him.
那主就把我这个人就能够常常带到主的面前去。
During my praise, God can bring me to Him.
所以那主就让我因着这样子有一些跟主一些的一些。交通的关系。
And God let me have the fellowship with Him during this opportunity.
然后就能够把我带过那段时间。
And to bring me out of this difficult time.
所以主，当我们遇到一些环境的时候，其实我们很容易就是看到旁边的事情。
When we encounter difficulties, we pay more attention to the environment.
那保罗也讲说，我们四面受敌，四面有敌人的时候，我们不要受困。
Apostle Paul said that when we are encountering enemies in all sides, we should not be, when we are surrounded by all enemies, we should not be captured.
因为我们知道说我们虽然四面有敌哈，但是我们有一个天上的路。
Because we know that even though we were surrounded by four sides, we still have a way to the heaven.
主仍然给我们一个虽然我们活在这旷野道路上，但主给我们属天的生命。
Even though we are living in this desert, we have a life belonging to the heaven.
那我在读经的时候，有一句话就常常就是激励我们。他这句话是在我们在诗篇34篇的第八节哈。
When I was reading Bible, in the book of Psalms, chapter 38. Chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇第八节，他这边。
Chapter 34, verse 8.
他这边讲说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
It says, "Taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him."
所以我想，我们在主的面前呢，我们在旷野道路上，我们是会遇到一些的情形。
And so I believe that when we are with God in the desert, we are going to encounter difficulties.
但是就像我们圣经所跟我们讲，我们必须要尝尝主恩的滋味。
But it's just like what the Bible is telling us that we have to taste how good the Lord is.
只有他的极大的恩典在我们身上。
And how great the grace is on us.
我们就便知道，当我们经历这些之后，我们常常读圣经，常常是在你知道，在脑子里面。但是我们这个身体，我们的精力，实在是需要一些主量给我们，能够经历它。
And we know that the understanding of the Bible is staying in our head, but we need the real experience for our body.
所以在这边讲说，当我们尝过它的滋味之后，尝过主恩典滋味后，我们就知道它是那又美又善的那一位。
Here it mentioned that after we taste how good the Lord is, we will know that how good and pretty is He?
他是一位又真又活的神。
He is the true and living God.
这边有讲，投靠他的人有福了。
And here it says, blessed is the man who take refuge in Him.
Yeah, 我想，时间关系，我本来还想再讲一个经历，也是跟我们基督徒很有关系的。
I was going to share another experience in relation with the Christians.
那就是在我们刚才读的出埃及第十七章的下半部，他讲到一个亚玛力人的征战。
In the book of Exodus, the second half of the chapter 17, regarding to the fight against the Amalekites.
那我简单用一分钟讲好。那亚玛力人他代表在圣经里面特别讲到我们这个肉体。
Amalekites has represented our flesh.
讲到我们这个亚当的生命。
Representing the body of Adam.
那我想我们以后都有机会再分享好了。
In the next opportunity, we are going to share.
那我想，你知道，我想出埃及是一个蛮丰富的一本书啊。
I believe the book of Exodus is abundant book.
那我想，我们知道，我们现在主日学一般是特别在讲出埃及记。
We know there is a Bible study class in talking about Exodus.
那你知道，在出埃及后面就特别有讲到说，在讲到说，主的话，讲到主的律法的颁布，讲到十诫。
It talks about God's word, God's rules and the Ten Commandments.
也讲到说，主，建立会幕。
And God's establishment of the tabernacles.
也讲到说，主呼召百姓出来侍奉他。
And God's calling of on the people to serve Him.
我想在出埃及面，让我们可以学到很多的东西。
I believe there are so many things for us to learn from the book of Exodus.
那我想请大家最后我们看两节圣经，我们就结束。
Let's read two more verses before we finish.
那我们请看，当时我想圣经对当时的百姓有一个注解。
There is a notation about the people in this Bible.
我们请看希伯来书第三章十七节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.Chapter 13, verse 14.
17节到第19节，第三章17节第19节。
Chapter 3, verse 17,
18. 17, 18, 19.
17, 18,
19. 我来念，我先念哈。
I'm going to read.
神四十年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓，不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是像那些不信从人的吗？这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故。
And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose body fell in the desert? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
那我们这边很清楚看见在这边我们看见说他们不能够进入安息是因为不信的缘故。
We clearly see that
不信的恶心。
They cannot enter the rest because of their unbelief.
那我们在属天的道路上，实在是需要主让我们在信心上能够常常能够建立起来。
In our heavenly way, walking in the heavenly way, we truly need to pray that God build us our belief.
好，我们请最后大家看一段经节，是在圣经在哥林多前书第十章。
Let's read another verse from 1 Corinthians, chapter 14.
这段也是在保罗在更多前书对当时一段历史的一个好像一个注解一个解释一样。
This verse is like a notation that Apostle Paul had put regarding to the history.
更多前书第十章我也来念我念好就是
Chapter 10.
第十章的第一节到第十一节。
1 to 11.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
For I do not want you to be ignorant of the facts, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
并且都吃了一样的灵食。
They all ate the same spiritual food.
也都喝了一样的灵水。
And drank the same spiritual drink.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our heart on evil things as they did.
也不要拜偶像, 像他们有人拜的, 如经上所记, 百姓坐下来吃喝, 起来玩耍。
Do not be idolaters, as some of them were. As it was written, the people sat down to eat and drink and got up and indulged in pagan revelry.
我们也不要行奸淫, 像他们有人行的, 一天就倒闭的23,000人。
We should not commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 of them died.
也不要试探主, 像他们有人试探的就被蛇所灭。
We should not test the Lord, as some of them did, and were killed by snakes.
你们也不要发怨言, 像他们有发怨言的就被灭命的所灭。
And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒,
These things happen to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
亚伯上,
I thank Lord that He has written down all these things.
我们真的是因着这些话能够,就像十一节所讲,成为我们的鉴戒。
And because of all these happened, it can be the example for us.
求主在属天的道路上, 我们能够紧紧地抓住主。
And we pray that in the heavenly way, we can grab our Lord.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们今天实在知道我们乃是在末世里面, 我们追求主的。
Today we are pursuing the Lord in the end age.
其实真是求我们让我们能够紧紧地抓住你。
Lord, please let us grab you tightly.
其实因为我们知道说主你乃是那位造天地的主，你必定看顾我们。
Lord, we know that you are the creation God who created heaven and earth, and you are going to watch over us.
你必定带领我们进入你的荣耀里。
You will be surely to lead us into your glory.
其实我们真是求你的宝血真的常常也能洁净我们。
Lord, we ask your precious blood to purify us all the time.
能让我们能够常常能够因着宝血能够来到我们的父神面前能够侍奉他。
So that we can come before the Heavenly Father to serve Him all the time.
其实我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thanks and praise you.
我们这样祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
I pray in Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.